What's up, beautiful people? So I am freshly home from Olympia, and I did Vegas for 5 days with the people that I love to party with the most, my Rev Labs family, super, super tight and connective. And I mean, I could spend the entirety of the 5 days or 6 days one-on-one with any single one of them. And when you put a bunch of individuals in a group, all of whom love each other individually and collectively, the amount of explosive outflow and creativity and fun and dynamic interactions, just, it's explosive and it's amazing. It's also a lot of energetic output. So doing it completely sober this time all the way through, I got to kind of experience an interesting phenomena. And people kind of laugh and joke that, like, oh, when you're the designated driver, you remember a lot more and you get to see a lot more. I don't know that this is so much because of the fact that I wasn't drinking as it is just kind of where I'm at in my life, but I really realized something. We had a couple of young studs and new people in the crew that hadn't been through the Olympia, like, high output expo setup, social media outflow process before, in person than on your story, taking pictures, managing a line, selling product, just very, very high impact on your feet for 8, 9 hours, going home, shit showering, shaving, and then, changing, turning and burning and going out for the evening's events or the dinner that we have planned or meeting up with other connections you're making out there, et cetera. And, slowly but surely, you start to see people, not fading, that's too strong of a word, but, like, people's shit dwindles. And, people are, say to me, like, you're a savage, you're one of a kind. I am in a very energetic guy, don't get me wrong. But I think there's a key distinction here that I kind of want to call attention to that is not just my level of output or, like, how much energy I have. It's that I've chosen a grind on this one with Rev Labs and upward movement and relentless progress and creating an impact and, helping my influencers become more influential and just pushing power to people who I already view as fucking beautiful and influential and amazing in their own right, and just trying to push it more emphasis, because those are the things, obviously, as I've said a billion times, that grow. I've picked a grind that fucking fuels me, that feeds my soul. So when I see people bringing their A game for 5 days straight and they're just fucking toast, like, they need silence, they need me time, they need, like, nobody talk to me or look at me or whatever, I just need to, like, decompress. I think one of the reasons that doesn't fucking happen to me is I'm fucking doing this day in, day out, day in, day out. When they're like, I can't wait to get home and, like, turn off the lights and sit in the dark and, like, recover, I'm going, I can't fucking wait to connect to Wi-Fi once I'm past security so I can fucking keep jamming with these people. Like, I wonder if I'll have Wi-Fi long enough in between flights to be able to, like, Zoom call or Skype call and record a fucking podcast in between flights. Not because I have, like, an endless supply of energy, but because that's the thing that fuels me. Like, people need me time, and some people just need quiet. I don't like me time. I don't like quiet. Like, you know what? I'm gonna actually read a text message because it's what's sparking this whole thing. So I got a message from one of our athletes. And it just warmed my fucking heart and made me feel really good. And he messaged me the night Olympia was over and said, "Hey bud, I truly found my happiness again. Peep the story. It's like old times when I first started with Rev Labs, that same exact feeling. About to fucking cry with how happy I am right now. Haha, I feel like a hormonal teenage girl." No offense to hormonal teenage girls. "But I just wanted to say thank you, thank you, thank you again from the bottom of my heart. I don't know how the fuck you managed to dig so deep in me, but you got me back, brother. Thank you, and I love you." And I shared that with another influencer that I'm working with slash allied with slash I'm just a fan of hers. And, you know, she comments on like the positivity, right? She says, that's wicked. You're dangerous. You're one of a kind. But you just make sure you keep some of that energy for you and don't give it all away. Here's what I responded and what I wanted to record about. I said, nah, I need good sex, healthy food, at least 4 hours of sleep, and people to flow strength and power to, and I'm happy as a clam. Fuck me time. I'm a connective creature. The connection is what fuels me and fills me back up. You know, they say with a baby, if you leave it in very, very harsh environments, too hot, too cold, not fed, overfed, you know, dehydrated, the resilience of a human being to sustain life and be able to adapt itself to become whatever it needs to be to survive, it will do. The threshold is much higher than we think because we think we're fragile creatures because we feel, but our ability to sustain ourselves is unrivaled. You know, the one true way, I don't want to say one true way, but a baby with absolute certainty will absolutely die if it's deprived of human contact. I think emotionally and spiritually, I'm very much the same way. If I haven't meaningfully, like, thrown myself into impacting somebody, I start to wilt. You know, it's why I quit the insurance game and the real estate investment cycle. I mean, the companies are still there and still going, but the pieces that I loved about those two endeavors or entrepreneurial ventures were the people I was working with and the people I was working for. But there was nothing specific about insurance or specific about real estate that like really spoke to my soul. I transitioned being like, how do I make the greatest impact with the most amount of people? And fitness, you know, back in 2012 when the company was started, was obviously a logical transition. I guess the point of all of this is people say to respect the grind and to, you know, hustle and to, you know, work while people are partying and, you know, one of a million cheesy memes that you see on Instagram. The punchline is, and I think it's something that doesn't get enough attention, if you're pushing super fucking hard towards the thing that you are attempting to be good at, and it's not fueling your fucking fire, change your grind. I mean, if you're a server and you fucking hate restaurants, I don't care how much effort you expend. It's not going to be something that fills you up. It's going to be something that depletes you. So, look, if it's not something that you can do as your main fucking thing right now, then find a way to be actively progressing in the thing that fuels you, not just as a hobby. But, I mean, look, there has to be a way, I think, to live a fulfilled life. There has to be a way to be able to integrate the thing that fills your cup and the thing that fills your bank account. Like, what is putting fucking units of production in your wallet needs to be putting those same units of value into your fucking heart, into your mind, into your soul. And the better you can get at interfacing and the better you can get at integrating the things that stimulate your brain and stimulate your heart and stimulate your body and stimulate your daily practice and stimulate your fucking pocketbook, the more you are going to effortlessly crave more of it. And you know what? I'm actually going to stop there. Shortest fucking podcast in the history of Inside Out Empowerment. I love the shit out of you guys. I want you to fucking really think about, I'm the best when I shine under X, Y, and Z circumstance. And give some fucking thought about how you can transition more of your daily activity and your vocation and your skill set and your income to the thing that best lends itself to the things that make you shine and make you feel good and make you produce. And if you don't know how to do it, I want you to fucking, I was going to say comment below, but we're in fucking audio. I don't know, DM me at RevLabsPrez, send me an email, Joshua at, what is my email? IOEpodcast.com. Joshua at IOEpodcast.com. Thank you, Liz. And say, this is what I want. I shine best when, like, articulate to me your vision And I'll help you fucking come up with a way, straight the fuck up. I'll hit as many people as in depth as I can, how you can fucking make money doing that. Love, peace, and hair grease, beautiful motherfuckers. Catch you soon.